But first to Parliament, where the Children's Minister and Deputy Labor Leader has apologised for stinging comments aimed at an ACT MP. Calvin Davis told Karen Chua to cross from her Pākehā world into the Māori world in response to questions about Oranga Tamariki contracts. He said she was looking at the world from a vanilla lens. Karen Chua is Māori and lived in state care. The comments, she said, attacked her mana. So ACT called on the Prime Minister to get Mr Davis to apologise and wanted him suspended. Here's our political reporter, Annika Smith.
She said there's more to being a Māori than just the blood. It's about having aroha and love, and I have a lot of aroha and love towards the children of New Zealand, and that's all that counts.
A teary Karen Chua sharing a message she received overnight from her foster mother. The ACT MP had been quizzing Calvin Davis about Oranga Tamariki during yesterday's question time when she got an answer she didn't expect.
Well, Mr Speaker, what the member needs to do is cross the bridge that is Te Tiriti o Waitangi from her Pākehā world into the Māori world and understand exactly how the Māori world operates. It's no good looking. It's no good looking at the world from a vanilla lens.
Karen Chua was visibly upset when she left the house, saying the exchange was hurtful and took away from her mana or power. But Calvin Davis doubled down. 24 hours later, he's had a change of heart.
I rang Karen Chua up and I apologised for the offence I caused. She was very gracious, thanked me for the call and said she appreciated, but it wasn't an attack on her whakapapa. The point I was trying to make is that I disagree with ACT's policies, but I didn't choose my words properly and I have since apologised.
Karen Chua has accepted his apology as genuine, but says a personal attack on her identity crossed the line.
I don't think anybody should have to justify themselves like that and justify their culture and their heritage. Growing up, I always felt lacking in my identity, and I finally found that confidence to stand as a proud Māori woman, and it was taken away from me yesterday.
Fiery debates are nothing new in Parliament, but Deputy Prime Minister Grant Robertson says yesterday's went too far.
Look, the House is a robust place, and you know that when I do my general debate speeches, I try to keep them to policy for the most part, but none of us are perfect in that regard. When a situation like this arises, it's appropriate to apologise, and that's what Minister Davis has done.
Having accepted Mr Davis's apology, Karen Chua says she now wants to move on from divisive politicking.